China drone swarms and U.S. lasers, the coming revolutions in warfare. Commentary. Given the coming technological revolutions in warfare, it is important that the United States and our allies get out in front early, keep the lead, and degrade the adversary's capabilities. China's loyal Wingman fighter drones get a lot of attention these days. The Wingman is a force multiplier, meant to fly in numbers alongside its crewed jet fighters or to lead a fleet of smaller drones. If deployed in a swarm, the Wingmen and smaller drones could quickly overwhelm a fleet of manned fighter jets and air defenses. They are jet-powered but far less expensive than a regular fighter jet to fly, in part because they do not require a trained pilot. Some simulated dogfights between human pilots and artificial intelligence pilots who learn on the fly have resulted in AI wins as far back as 2020. The latest iteration of the Chinese Wingman drone, called the Feihong FH-97A, appears to be a vast improvement over the earlier versions unveiled in 2022 and 2023. The FH-97A is reportedly faster than its U.S. counterpart, the XQ-58A Valkyrie. The range of the FH-97A is about 620 miles. The current range is more than enough to reach anywhere in Taiwan, plus sea lanes on the eastern side of the island that would be critical for provisioning Taiwan in case of a war or naval blockade. From Chinese possessions, the FH-97A can range all of South Korea, the East China Sea, parts of Japan and the Philippines, and all of the South China Sea through island hopping on China's airfields and artificial islands. Moreover, the FH-97A could, in the future, be used to attack any part of the United States or Europe, given that it can catapult launch from aircraft carriers and because the People's Liberation Army has plans to give it aerial refueling capabilities. The drones will add to the power of the PLA Air Force's other recent innovations, including stealth fighter jets and stealth bombers. The drones can be used for air and land attack missions, electronic warfare, reconnaissance, and bomber escort. While the United States has long had better trained fighter pilots and more advanced planes, giving it air superiority over China, those tables could be turning. Without the need for pilots, but rather the utilization of AI programs that have demonstrated superiority, China's age of high technology and mass industrial production could far outproduce the United States and shift air superiority decisively to the PLA. This would have immediate and dire consequences for countries already under military pressure from Beijing, namely Taiwan, the Philippines, Japan, and India. One promising defense against Chinese drones is laser-based weapons. For example, the Helio system deployed on a U.S. naval destroyer in 2022 and the Dragonfire system tested by the United Kingdom in January. The Dragonfire laser can destroy targets with pinpoint accuracy in its line of sight with shots that would cut through the drone's mechanics or explode its warheads. Each shot costs less than 10 pounds to fire for 10 seconds, suggesting they could be used to cheaply slice into an enemy system with repeated passes. Compare that to the cost of a missile interceptor at $1 million or more, which can be a waste of money against some of the cheapest Iranian military drones, for example, that cost at most $2,000 each. The British system is planned for deployment on the country's naval ships by 2027, with the British Army also considering a deployment. Scientists in China are also developing laser weapons, including for use from space. Laser weapons could eventually negate the power of intercontinental ballistic missiles and hypersonic missiles and force surface and air combatants underwater, where lasers are ineffective. Subsurface combatants could become relatively useless against land targets except perhaps those closest to the coast. In the case of Ukraine, for example, the widespread adoption of laser weapons could create a stalemate for years to come. The United States is now the world's strongest superpower, considered economically and militarily. Many have come before, and none lasted forever. One mistake that results in the loss of the technological lead to China or Russia, for example, could be the end of the United States as we know it. Now is our chance to avoid that disaster.